And this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
What is up, you guys? That was Time of the Season by the Zombies, because it is the time of the season.
It is that time of the season.
Spooky season.
And I was just saying, like, I feel like, you know, that song isn't explicitly about...
Got it.
Wow. Here we are. We're thriving this morning. Yeah, Time of the Season by the Zombies. One of my picks. It's not explicitly about Halloween, I don't think, but it feels spooky. It's by the Zombies.
Yeah.
You know, that's spooky, right?
Yeah, that's so spooky.
I felt like it fit the theme.
Yeah. You know? Because what is our theme? I don't think we even said that.
Oh, well, if you haven't, you know, surmised the theme from Superstition and Time of the Season, our theme is spooky season, Halloween tunes. Since Halloween is right around the corner,
we just felt
like being spooky today. Also, the weather today, or for the past couple days, I feel like it's felt pretty spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel very spooky, like walking up from the CC to Tisch, like on that little pathway with like the lampposts and like the orange leaves and like the fog lately. And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah,
I feel like a ghost is about to pop up. And
yeah, I was I was walking to West Hall yesterday, and I was like, that's a very spooky
West
building.
Is the spookiest dorm.
It's a spooky dorm.
It's very, very spooky looking. Georgia, how's your day going?
It's going. I've had some ups and downs today already. I'm very tired.
Yeah, me too.
I have.
And it's only 11 a.m.
I always say, like, by the time I get to class on Tuesdays, I've already had, like, a full day.
Oh, for sure.
Of, like, activity.
Yeah. No, today could end, like, after our show, and I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, yeah. That was a full day.
That was a day.
Yeah. I also have had a full day already. I had an Arabic exam. Mm. I feel like every time on the show,
I'm like, I'm studying for Japanese,
right,
and you
just
came
had
from Arabic.
An Arabic thing. Yeah. So we just had an exam, chapter 15. It was fine. I don't know. This kid in my class who finishes all the exams like 20 minutes early, and I'm just sitting there like, okay, like, good for you.
Yeah.
Like, you can leave.
Thanks.
You know that one kid in the class? Yeah. That just makes everyone feel bad about themselves. Yeah, it was one of those. But I feel like it went okay. And then it was, you know, when you have iced coffee on an empty stomach, and then you're just like shaky for the rest of the day. So it was one of those situations as well. So then I ran to Duick, had some food. Now we're here.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited for our show today.
Me too. I feel like it's spooky season. It's centering coming
right.
here.
It's like, grounding.
Like I came here a little bit early because honestly, I forgot for a second that we had a show, and so I was about to walk to Olin and like study, but then I was like, no. And so then I studied here, like in the little room, like one of the common rooms. They're not common rooms.
WMFO
like
dorm
meeting rooms. I don't know. That's like the long table.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, is this nice?
It is nice. It's a nice place. Oh, and this is the Granola Girls, the Granola Ghouls,
ghouls
if you will.
Today.
That was so embarrassing. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Of course you
Georgia,
are.
Hit us with that next track.
Hit us with that next track. Oh.
Oop.
This is Sarah's track.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody's watching me.
Oh my gosh. So good.
Watching me. all you need to know. Wish you were mine, I got to go. Oh, you miss me, I love since stereo.
She's Miss Benedict that bought the cat suit. I used to raise in the roof and telling the truth. I thought I wasn't, but I was losing my mind. When she showed me how the night was supposed to sound, I realized that then whenever I shut my eyes, well, there she hovered, looking like $1 million in a briefcase or a duffel bag by high noon tomorrow. Just make sure you're not followed. And since you're such a stunner, send us something sunset colored. Let's make love to one another.
Thank you.
Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Am I right? Exactly. Yeah. That's what I always say, ooh. Georgia.
Ooh. Sarah just asked me if there were any PSAs that we could read that were spooky.
Yeah,
I just randomly opened to one that's kind of spooky.
Whoa.
Like, I'm gonna, it's a little spooky.
Ooh.
Okay. So before we talk anymore, I'm going to read a PSA. This one's about ladder safety.
Wow. That's pretty spooky.
Very dangerous in your home.
Whoa.
Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement.
Oh my goodness.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other
household
item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier.
Whoa.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
That's kind of a lot of people.
Like, let it do yourself project. Do yourself in.
Whoa.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
I was really, like, channeling some Vincent Price there. That was
Honestly, that was really spooky.
That was a spooky one.
That's, like, more people than I'd expect to go to the trauma center from ladder-related injuries.
Yeah, but also, like, it could be, like, someone getting hit with a ladder. Like, somebody else is on it, but then they get hit with it when it falls.
Interesting. Yeah, we need more more specifics for that number.
We need some answers. We'll go to the website.
Beep boop. Laddersafety.org. Wow, thank you for that. Very spooky. Let's see. What songs did we just play? I'm like, I don't remember.
We played Talking Heads. We play Mini Mansions, Vertigo, featuring Alex Turner.
Talk about that song, Georgia, because I'd never heard it, but I really enjoyed it. And I was like, is that Alex Turner?
Yeah.
And it was.
No, it is. No, my friend, Becca, shout out.
Is she listening?
No.
Oh, okay. Well.
When we were like sophomores or juniors, I think it was sophomore year in high school. I don't remember who like discovered like that album, but we both were like obsessed with that song. Mostly because Alex Turner.
Obviously.
And that part is really spooky.
It is.
And he's like, run for cover. And we were like, eek.
Oh my God, I guess it will. Wow, good song.
But yeah, it's just still good. And that album's just good.
Yeah.
How about...
And Somebody's Watching Me?
Yeah.
I don't know what... what is that song about? Can someone tell me?
I have
no idea.
I was actually thinking about it. I was looking through like some of the songs that I had played earlier this month when I was like here by myself and I had played some like kind of spooky songs. Just from my October playlist, and I was like listening to some of them, and like I've been thinking about this, about how many songs are just genuinely like creepy. Like they're good, but they're like creepy. Like,
do you have one in mind?
Well, like on here, I put A Spell on You, like Screamin' Jay Hawkins, which is like classic.
Right, a classic.
Like, if you listen to it, it's terrifying.
It's bad.
Or like Under My Thumb with Rolling Stones. Like I've been listening to that a lot, and I'm like, this song is good, but I'm like, it's awful.
Yeah,
this is bad.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, I mean, with this song, it's not even, like, it's good or bad. It's just, like, I just don't know what he's saying and, like, what he's talking about. I'm sure it's, like, if I really looked at the lyrics, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, I get it. But just listening to it, I'm like, what is this man saying? Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's spooky.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's watching
him. Somebody's watching him.
And, like, the chorus is very spooky sounding.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, I'm like, girl, what? Are you okay? Like, do you need help?
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Are you good? But, you know, spooky song. Obviously, Psycho Killer, a classic.
A classic.
But that's another one where I'm like, what? What is this about?
Yeah, like, you know? I don't know, but yeah.
I like
Psycho
it.
Psycho Killer.
I'm enjoying it. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Fa, 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 mm-hmm. fa, 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 mm-hmm. fa.
Exactly. Yeah. Georgia, what is your most fond... Fondest? I don't know.
Fondest
Halloween memory. If you have any. Oh my god, I have a good one.
I mean, I have one that immediately comes to mind. It's not necessarily fond, but I just think it's really funny. Mm-hmm. When I was in sixth grade, I was really sick at school, and it was Halloween, and I threw up in some girl's bag.
Cute!
Because I was afraid of my teacher, and so I didn't ask to go to the bathroom. I just threw up on someone.
Oh, obviously.
In their bag.
Duh.
We're still friends.
Aw. Okay, happy ending.
Cute. Yeah.
Well, my fondest Halloween memory, it's also not very, it's just funny, kind of traumatizing. My friends and I, my core group of, four or five friends, we went trick-or-treating, pretty late into our high school years.
As did I.
Mm-hmm. Because, it's the suburbs of Portland, what else are you going to do, you know? So it was sophomore year. I was dressed as Billy Ray Cyrus, obviously.
Obviously.
My favorite costume that I've ever worn. And me and my friends were trick-or-treating in one of our friends' neighborhoods, which is there aren't any street lamps. It's really dark, and it was raining. It was really spooky. So we were just walking around, and then we noticed this guy following us, and he was wearing a Yoda mask, and he was just crawling around in the bushes, and we were like, what's happening? Who is that? And then he just kept following us to whatever house we would go to, and then we went to this neighbor's we knocked on the neighbor's door, and we were like, hey, there's this guy, just so you know, there's this random man following us. And they were like, oh, it's probably fine, he's probably just getting on the bus.
Halloween.
It's okay. We were like, okay. And then he just kept getting closer and closer, and we were like, okay, this is really scary. So we called our friends, because none of us could drive at that point. We called our friend's mom, and she came to pick us up, and then we got in her car, and the man ran to the car and tried to pull the door open to the car, and we were all screaming. And then he took the mask off, and it was just our my friend's dad just trying to spook us.
That's so
but
scary.
It was
though
so
I'm
creepy.
Listening to the story, and I was like,
it was so scary. Wow. I mean, looking back, it was so funny, and I'm very glad that he did that, but wow. The spookiness.
I feel like I told a bad Halloween story now, because I have funnier ones, but I can't think of them right now.
We can sprinkle them throughout the show.
When you said favorite costume, my favorite costume was also for my sophomore year of high school, mm-hmm. because I was Ghostbusters, because Ghostbusters 2016.
Right.
That's when that
came
out. And so I made a Ghostbusters costume,
oh my
and
gosh.
I made a proton pack out of a vacuum cleaner.
That, is very on brand
wore it,
for you.
And, I had the thing, yeah.
Oh. Cute. I mean, Billy Ray Cyrus, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and very
the duality
DIY.
Of man.
Yeah.
Right. I was wearing a mullet wig. It's fine. I should have brought that wig to college. I found it this summer, and I was like, wow.
Maybe just cut your
times.
Hair. Just cut your hair into a mullet.
Yeah.
Just go all in.
That would look really good on me, I think.
I think it would. I think the mullet's coming back.
We can think about that for a second. We can ponder.
Mullet. I'm going to say it.
You're pro mullet?
I'm pro mullet. We're not supposed
She's
to get
making
political,
her statement.
But I'm going to get
pro
political
mullet
and say
2020.
Mullet. 2020.
Yes, you're right. Honestly, well, I don't know. I'm torn on mullets. I don't know. I think it depends on the person who's wearing the mullet. You know, I think that's what determines that.
Do you have a mullet attitude?
Me personally,
I'm just thinking about the general.
Right.
Do you have a mullet attitude?
Right. That. I feel like that determines.
Don't let the mullet wear you.
Right. You have to
wear
it.
You have to wear the mullet.
Right. And obviously, business in the front, party in the back. You know?
Yeah, classic.
Do you uphold that tenet of mullethood?
I
don't know. Anyway, we should play a song.
We should play a song.
What song? What's
song
up next?
Howlin' for You by the Black Keys.
Oh, great song.
Let's play that one.
All right. Explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain. It's true.
spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Turn off the light.
just chef's kissed so hard that my fingers
it's
are
so
like,
good. It's Georgia so just good. Said, remember when Rihanna made music? And I felt that in my bones.
That was also like an off the cuff. Like we were listening before. That was a tribute by Rihanna. Before that, we had Turn Off the Light featuring Elvira, Mistress of the Darkness by Kim Petras.
Which honestly just speaks for itself.
Just speaks for itself. But then that was Disturbia. We were listening to the Kim Petras song, and I was like, Disturbia?
Yes. And Sarah I was like, Disturbia.
Gotta add it.
Yeah. So, I was gonna add it earlier when I was, you know, panicking at Dwick, like shaking for my iced coffee. but then I was like, I don't know, like how cheesy, like slash maybe cliche we want to get with these songs, but that one's not.
No, I feel like it's not cliche. I feel like it's like one of those perfect songs where it's like, this is right. Halloween. But I don't know how or why, it just is.
It just is, right? And it's, like, still kind of fun. Yeah. But it fits.
It's, like, fun and dancey, but right. kind of spooky.
Right. But, I do miss her music. Like,
I do miss her music. And I was just reflecting on this album, Good Girl Gone Bad.
So good.
And, like, Umbrella?
Like
Don't Stop the Music.
Bop.
Like, can you believe being Rihanna in 2008? Like, I could not.
I can't.
Can you believe being, like, 8-year-old me in 2008?
No, literally. Like, listening us to this? In, like, third grade being, like, woo, Disturbia! You know? Yeah. Like, I had no idea what was happening, but I knew. I had taste even back then, you know?
I know.
What's up next?
What's up next? So this song I played, actually, again, on that previous episode where mm-hmm. I was just playing some of my, like, October songs. So I played the original Season of the Witch, Donovan.
Yes, great song.
But Lana Del Rey covered it.
Oh.
For Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Whoa, I haven't heard this cover of it.
And so. It's good because it's Lana Del Rey. It's well, about witches.
Yeah.
And so with this, I will leave the program for the day.
Sad.
But yeah.
Our weekly, like, goodbye, Georgia.
Our weekly goodbye. Oh,
sad.
Say goodnight, Georgia. Goodnight, Georgia.
Goodnight.
And then I leave.
Okay, bye. Well, good luck on your Japanese exam.
I have my vocab quiz and then also my oral exam today.
Woo!
So it's just like everything.
That's
all
exciting.
Of our 19 listeners are like, we love hearing about the Tufts University foreign language requirement.
Exactly. Just us talking about Arabic and Japanese. Just like why? What are we doing to ourselves? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's okay. You're gonna be great. You know, just carry this spooky energy with you.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll, you know, push you forward.
I'll walk into class and I'll just scare.
Start singing Disturbia. Just
scare everyone.
Right.
I'll, like, do the, what's the FKA Twigs thing where she, like, crawls in the ceiling? No, that's a meme. It's, like, a meme where it's, like, you walk into your room and FKA Twigs is on the ceiling.
Oh.
Next to the ceiling
right,
upside down, like, with
obviously.
Her head, like,
yeah. Beautiful. I mean, she would.
She would.
Ugh, I love her. She's also kind of spooky.
She is spooky, and we don't have any, I just want to say we don't have any.
Sad.
Any of her music on this playlist.
Do you have any other Halloween memories you want to share before you leave? Or, like, what your, I don't know, plans for Halloween this year?
A couple years ago, what was it, my senior year? Yeah, my senior year, I think my entire family dressed up as Eleven from Stranger Things. And you heard that right. It wasn't just me. It was every member of my family.
Wow.
Got a different pink dress.
Wow.
And we got a four-pack of tube socks, jean jacket.
Right, the Eggos.
Eggos.
The wig? No.
No, I think my dad actually wore the wig. Because he's the only one who's, like, actually, like bald.
Bald.
Wig.
Wig. Honestly.
Honestly, wig, Trevor.
Trevor. I'm going to need to see photos of that. Honestly, that iconic family costume.
I used to have one up on my wall, but I think it might be at my home now.
Sad. Well, thank you for sharing. Good luck on your exam. And what is the song?
Okay. I'll leave you with Season of the Witch.
Heck yeah.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me.
You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Stitch. Oh no, my
cat looking over over his shoulder. And he's strange, so strange. He's very strange to me.
put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you. You do.